Hey guys, welcome back to FX the Podcast. This is your host, Mohammed Fridin, live from Qatar. We have a very special guest, guys, today. Listen, long story short, I was scrolling through Instagram, and no, sorry, my bad. I was scrolling through TikTok, and I fell upon this account where this girl starts making really, really relatable content. And I was like, you know what? What if we get her on the podcast, you know? And guess what? We got her on the podcast. So, without any further ado, let's please invite Zermi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, where are you talking from?
I'm talking from Saudi Arabia right now. I'm actually from Pakistan.
That's great. So, guys, listeners, so we have a very international podcast here. So, I'm speaking from Qatar, and we have a guest from Saudi Arabia. Damn, that's sick. That's cool. All right. Yeah, so welcome to the show. My name is Mohammed. Before we start, let me just walk you through the show. We have three different parts of the show. We have the first, the very simple, amazing, awesome, brilliant questions made by me.
Okay.
Then we have the second, which is the discussions round. We talk about your topics, the things that you want to talk about. And the third one, we have a very quick, I think the fan favorite round, which is the personal questions. Not personal, I mean, preference questions. My bad. All right,
I understand.
Let's start. Okay, the first question. I want to go deep in, you know, just go with the band. First question, where did all this social media thing start from?
Okay.
All these masks started very randomly. I used to go to malls and I just recorded videos, posted them. So I didn't have any content on my mind and posted videos. But one day I just decided to write some content and acted on it with my entire mask. And then what happened, when I just posted that videos, it got more views, and I didn't expect that much use. So then I decided to write my content and post that, and it eventually got so many views, and after like a month it got so much response. And one of my videos went too much viral, like it got million views, and I was like, I was expecting that.
A million views?
Yeah.
Alright, so does your friends know you have this account? I will ask you that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Does your friends know that you have this account?
Yeah.
Ooh. So what was their reaction when they got to know
that? I never told them. Actually, it was very mysterious. So one of my friends discovered my video and she was like, wait, is that your For You page? So I was like, yeah, that's me. Then she was like, why are you holding me and all that? I want you to guess.
That's sick. Alright, that's cool. Okay, so I wanna just, to all the viewers and listeners who don't know who I'm talking about, can you give a small introduction on what type of content you make? It's like a small intro.
Okay, so I make content very random. It's like humorous content, serious content, fun content. It's like very random. Sometimes on my vacations, where I go, and sometimes very little content, like people can relate to me. So, things happening around me in my life, and people can relate to it. Most of the time, it's funny content. And sometimes it's very serious. I'm also famous for horror content. I think that's my favorite part, like the gin content.
Yeah, I'm actually famous for gin content. My most viral videos are that horror content.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so next question is, what type of content are you trying to experiment with? Any new ideas? Any new plans? Because you've been making the same TikTok videos, right? So like horror, like you said, do you have any different ideas you have that you want to try experiment with?
Yeah, actually, I just don't think so much about what I'll be doing in the future. Like I do what I do in present. So I just write content and act on that. Because, you know, things come in my mind, and then I execute it on the video. On the video.
Because, like, whenever you talk to, like, these bigger or, like, more famous, like, TikTokers, are always, like, they have a plan. They're like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
Maybe in the future. But right now, I'm more focused in my studies, and TikTok is just a side hobby and, you know, time pass and fun. So when I write content, and when I'm free, I just don't have anything to do, I just get ready in my getup and just act on that video and content.
That's great. Okay. All right. So my next question is, how was your first few months when you first started making content on TikTok? So after that horror video, I gained a lot of followers, and then I posted random content, and videos started going viral. But then the only thing that got me more response was that I posted almost 8 to 9 videos a day. Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't make them in a day. What I did was I created content, only one day I stand and dress up as Maskwell and make videos for a whole entire month. And then I post it every other day. Like, it's in my drafts, I just prepare it and then post it. I just don't make videos every day.
That's actually smart. That's actually a good idea. You know what?
Yeah, I should probably try that. It saves a lot of time.
That does. I was thinking that actually does save a lot of time. Okay, I'm gonna steal that idea. Right. Next question. So just to wrap up your answer for the question, you got famous pretty much quick, didn't you?
Yeah, I did actually, and I think I could have gotten more response, but most of the hate I get on TikTok is that viral Elon Musk.
Wait, you get hate?
Yeah, a lot of hate. On what? People are like, why are you wearing a mask? Take it off. Are you insecure? This and that. And so much hate that you're wearing so much makeup. 10 kg makeup. I was like, okay.
You know what? I'll be honest. I actually liked the fact when I first saw your page and I was going through your whole page because I loved your first content. The first video I watched, I was like, I love it. So I started watching your entire page. And then the one thing I really liked about you was the fact that you were consistent with the fact that you never removed your mask.
Yeah. And your name, mask, but also,
I like it. I mean, we're coming into the age where no one really wears masks nowadays. So the fact that you branded your whole brand based on masks is actually pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, I like it.
Yeah, it's like now my identity, you know. When I first started this page, I wrote this name because I thought that if I ever started creating videos, I'll wear a mask because I don't really feel comfortable showing my face on it. So that's what my main aim was, and people were like, remove your mask, this and that. I didn't do that.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, next question. Since you got this famous really quick, I'm not saying really quick, but like you did get famous, right? I want to ask, do you have any tips for new beginners in TikTok who are trying to be like you?
It's just be consistent.
Oh,
If
that's
you're
good.
not
You're not
getting
getting
any
any
views
views
and
and
you're not
you're not
getting any
getting any
response,
response,
just
just
post
post
every
every
day
day
and
and
make
make
sure
sure
your
your
content
content
is
is
quality
quality
wise
wise
attractive to
attractive
the
to the
people.
people.
Like
Like
view
view
yourself
yourself
as
as
a
a
different
different
viewer.
viewer.
Like not when you view yourself as yourself, you'll like yourself. Right? But when you
When
view
you view
yourself
yourself
as
as
another
another
person,
person,
that
that
how
how
you
you
see
see
yourself
yourself
as
as
another
another person.
person. So
So
that
that
will
will
may
may
improve
improve
your
your content
content for
for
sure,
sure,
because
because
when
when
I
I
made
made
my
my
videos,
videos,
I
I
used
used
to
to
see
see
my
my
videos
videos
and
and
I
I
was
was
like,
like,
what
what
if
if
I'm
I'm
seeing
seeing
my
my
videos
videos
to
to
someone
someone
else?
else?
Am
Am
I
I
liking
liking
it
it
or
or
not?
not?
So
So
that's
that's
what
what
make
make
me
me
my
my
videos.
videos.
And
And
yeah,
yeah,
be
be
consistent.
consistent.
My
My
sister
sister
is
is
also
also
on
on
TikTok.
TikTok.
You
You
must
must
have
have
seen,
seen,
I
I
don't
don't
know,
know,
you
you
have
have
on
on
my
my
videos.
videos.
But
But
she's
she's
not
not
consistent.
consistent.
She's
She's
like,
like,
I
I
don't
don't
know
know
how
how
you
you
get
get
so
so
many
many
ideas
ideas
on
on
TikTok.
TikTok.
I
I
can't
can't
do
do
this
this
every
every
day.
day.
So yeah,
So
be
yeah, be
consistent
consistent
and
and
make
make
sure
sure
the
the
quality
quality
and
and
quantity
quantity
of
of
the
the
videos
videos
you
you
post
post
is
is
correct
correct
and
and
the
the
people
people
are
are
relating
relating
to
to
your
your
content.
content. That's good advice. All right, so you said you have a sister, right? Is she younger or older?
My
My
sister is
sister
younger
is
than
younger
me.
than me. All right, so do you have competitions with your sister?
No,
No,
because
because my
my
sister
sister
just
just stopped
stopped
posting
posting
content.
content.
She
She
was
was
like,
like,
please
please
give
give
me
me
some
some
content
content
ideas.
ideas.
So I was
I was
like,
like,
you can
you can
do
do
much
much
better
better
than
than
me
me
than
than
like, I
like,
don't
I
know.
don't know.
I'm
I'm
like,
like,
you
you
can
can
do,
do,
but
but
she's
she's
like,
like,
no,
no,
I
I
have
have
no
no
motivation
motivation
to
to
do
do
it.
it.
And
And
she's
she's
like,
like,
now
now
she's
she's
on
on
800
800
followers,
followers,
and
and
she's
she's
like,
like,
you're on
you're on
20,000
20,000
followers,
followers,
and
and
I
I
can't
can't
compete
compete
with
with
you,
you,
just
just
I'll
I'll
steal
steal
some
some
of
of
your
your
video
video
idea.
idea. That's cool, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So wait, you mentioned you have 20,000 followers, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
just
just
hit
hit
20,
20,
30,000
30,000
followers
followers
yesterday.
yesterday. Damn, that's congrats.
Thank
That's actually
you.
really good. Damn. So okay, I actually still can't wrap my head around. So you started 2021 December, and now you
Yeah, yeah.
have close to 30,000 followers.
Yeah.
On TikTok, right? Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you this. This is just a personal question. This is not like a planned question. I want to ask, why don't you start something on a different platform? Have you like thought of starting something on YouTube or probably like, I don't know, streaming something?
I have
I've
been
been
thinking
thinking
about
about
it
it
lately.
lately.
I
I
was
was
like
like
that
that
if you know, for
for
YouTube
YouTube
you
you
need
need
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
like
audience.
audience.
Right.
Like it's
Like
not
it's
like
not like
TikTok.
TikTok.
When you
When you
post
post
random
random
video,
video,
you go
go
on
on
For
For
You
You
page
page
and
and
YouTube
YouTube
will
will
viral.
viral.
On
On
YouTube
YouTube
you
you
need
need
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
followers,
followers,
subscribers,
subscribers,
and
and
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
reach
reach
to
to
like
like
you
you
know,
know,
a
a
good,
good,
a
a
really
really
good
good
content
content
to
to
get
get
viral.
viral.
So
So
I
I
think
think
that
that
in
in
future
future
maybe
maybe
I
I
will
will
start
start
YouTube
YouTube
or
or
something
something
like
like
that.
that.
After
After
I
I
gain,
gain,
I have
I have
made
made
my
my
mind
mind
that
that
after
after
I
I
gain
gain
some
some
good
good
amount
amount
of
of
audience
audience
on
on
TikTok,
TikTok,
then
then
I'll
I'll
maybe
maybe
switch
switch
on
on
YouTube.
YouTube.
Ooh, okay, we see. All right, you guys, listeners, if you're listening to this, go follow her. If she gets famous, she's gonna start TikTok. All right, next. So I wanna ask. Okay, the question was, how long have you been working in this industry? But you already told us, started
Yeah.
21 December. Okay, that is next question. What is your goal for the content you make? Like, what do you want the end viewer to take home?
Sorry. Can
Can
you
you
repeat the
repeat the
question?
question? Oh, no problem. What's your goal? Like, what's your aim for your content? Like, what's your plan?
Actually, for my
For my
social
social
media
media
content,
content,
I
I
don't
don't
have
have
any
any
specific
specific
goal
goal
or
or
aim.
aim.
It's
It's
like
like
just
just
for
for
fun.
fun.
I
I
started
started
doing
doing
it
it
for
for
fun.
fun.
Never
Never
for
for
money
money
or
or
something
something
like
like
that.
that.
I
I
was
was
very
very
much
much
interested
interested
in
in
videography,
videography,
photography,
photography,
vlogging,
vlogging,
and
and
content
content
creation.
creation.
When
When
I
I
started
started
doing
doing
that,
that,
I
I
was
was
like,
like,
let's
let's
execute
execute
on
on
videos
videos
and
and
posters
posters
so
so
people
people
can
can
relate
relate
to
to
it.
it.
But
But
yeah,
yeah,
I
I
don't
don't
have
have
any
any
aim.
aim.
Maybe
Maybe
in
in
future
future
because
because
nowadays
nowadays
and
and
in
in
my
my
age
age,
I'm
I'm
more
more
focused
focused
on
on
my
my
studies
studies
because
because
obviously
obviously
these
these
years
years
are
are
more
more
important
important
to
to
my
my
career.
career.
And
And
yeah,
yeah,
inshallah,
inshallah,
maybe
maybe
after
after
that,
that,
when
when
I
I
feel
feel
like
like
I
I
should
should
be
be
doing
doing
more
more
in
in
media,
media,
I'll
I'll
start
start
doing
doing
it.
it.
But
But
yeah,
yeah,
now
now
my
my
main
main
aim
aim
is
is
just
just
to
to
make
make
random
random
content
content
and
and
I
I
hope
hope
people
people
can
can
relate
relate
to
to
it,
it,
just
just
like
like
randomly
randomly
I
I
do
do
it
it
nowadays.
nowadays.
Good. I like it. All
Yeah.
right. Okay, so I want to ask you, what's your what's your like how do I say, what's your aim? What do you want to reach at the end of the day? Like, you said you want to be big, right? You want to be famous, then you'll start YouTube. What's big for you? Is 100,000 big for you? Is 1 million followers big for you? What's actually big? So like, what's your plan? You want to reach 100,000 followers? You want to reach 1 million followers? What's your goal?
You know, obviously 1 million is too much. I've never thought of 20,000 even. When I started creating my videos, I was like, oh my god, I gained 100 followers. So then they got bigger and bigger, and then they reached to 2,000. So not any specific number is bigger to me until people are willing to content, liking my content, and followers will increase. And if they're not liking it, they'll decrease. So yeah, I'll see my followers decrease. Because I stopped posting horror content. When they followed for my horror content, I stopped posting that. And I have seen a decrease in my followers. But as I told you that, I cannot continue with the horror content every time. Because that's not my content. Yeah, I just posted some real life horror experiences. And people thought that I am that horror TikToker that posts horror videos. Yeah.
Yeah, because I like your horror content. At the same time, when I do watch it, when I'm alone in the room, I'm like, I don't like
it. Yeah, it's actually scary. When I made my own horror content, it was like clean. I was editing that content. So I was scared when I posted that video. And when the video went viral, I was reading comments. And there were very scary comments. I was like, my video is not itself that much scary. The comments are much more scary. All
right, that's cool. In that case, I'm sad to tell you, unfortunately, our questions are done. No. All right, but we're going to go to the discussions round. All right.
Okay, so
here's the deal, right? When I ask other guests, this is really funny. I want to share this with the listeners. When I ask other guests on what they want to discuss and like what we're going to talk about, pretty much every...
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What happened?
I don't know. I was unable to.
All right. I think it's probably because when you close your phone, I think it cuts it off. That's probably that.
My phone was on all the time, but I couldn't hear you.
Okay, that's weird. You know, it's probably because we started talking about scary stuff. All right, so what was it talking about? Yeah, so when I ask every other guest on what they like, what they want to talk about, they give us very, very specific topics. When I asked our today's guest what they want to talk about, I'm gonna quote you, okay? You said, "I love random topics."
Yeah.
Okay, help me out here, okay? What do you mean by random topics? Like, what? Because the thing is, I'm the host. I'm supposed to be like talking.
Yeah, you can start with any topic and discuss on that.
Okay. All right, I want to ask you this. You're a girl, right? I don't want to be sexist. I don't want to be like, I don't want to assume any genders. But you like cars. Do you like cars?
Do you like what?
Do you like cars? Vehicles.
Cars.
Yeah, I love cars.
You love cars. But I don't know a lot about cars.
Okay. Next topic. You know what? I'm talking in Qatar, right? Guess what's happening in Qatar?
What?
The FIFA, right? We have the World Cup in like... We got the World Cup. The whole world's gonna watch us, right? So, do you like football? I'm guessing...
I'm not a fan of football.
Me neither, honestly. Because if you said yes, I would be really screwed because I don't know anything about football. So I was like, oh no, okay. All right, okay, in that case, I want to ask you this. What do you watch when you're bored? Other than your own content?
What do I watch when I'm bored?
I watch TikTok. Wow, okay, that's good.
Because I don't watch series, I only watch Squid Games.
You watch
the most common, famous series, only that one. My sister and brother are obsessed with Stranger Things. They have convinced me to watch that. But I just kind of delayed it and I didn't watch it.
You don't watch it? My younger brother watches Stranger Things every day. And he's been telling me to watch it, and I'm like, not big fan of it.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. I can't be asked to watch series.
It's so much overhyped, but I don't know what's the hype about. I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
My sister's are like at every day, every single hour. Like, leave it.
All the listeners who listen to us, they'll be like, oh my god, everyone who likes Stranger Things, leave right now. Alright, anyways, I want to actually talk about something. I have a topic in my mind. So,
I'm sorry.
Alright, it's okay. Don't worry. I want to ask you a question. I want to talk about a very cool topic. It's related to your own content. I want to ask, do you have any special stories, scary stories, or any stories you want to tell on this podcast that no one's heard before? An exclusive podcast story.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
the only stories I had that were horror stories, I posted that on my TikTok.
And
went viral.
The most famous got most.
Because you know, when all the cousins get together, they're like, you have any stories to discuss? I'm like, yeah, that horror ones. I'll discuss that.
Okay.
Do you have any horror stories?
Me? No. Yeah. You know what? Actually, thank you for asking, you know. You're the first host for asking me questions.
No,
I don't have any horror stories. You know what? I'm actually really scared of anything horror. Can I tell you something? I've never watched a horror movie in my life. Never watched a horror movie. I'm not planning to. I do not want to watch any horror movies. I like the whole concept of, like, jinn.
Because
I'm a Muslim, right? So I believe in it. So, like, the fact that it's, like, it's kind of scary, but, like, you're supposed to believe in it. That's kind of cool, but other than jinn, that's it. That's all scary for me. That's enough.
So you're scared also.
I'm scared of everything, bro. I'm like the biggest scary cat there is. Like, I'm scared of
everything. I don't watch horror movies either.
I hate horror movies, honestly. Do you play any games?
I don't play games. My brother and sister are obsessed with PUBG and everything. I'm not. I'm a very boring person. Although I don't look like a boring person, but I am.
I was about to say, I mean, I'm not going to call you boring, but when I was watching your content, I was like, you seem like a very, very interesting. I mean, I'm sure you are. It's probably a minus.
I'm not very interesting when I'm talking to random people. but when you get to know me much more, you'll be like, oh my god, now you're interesting.
You know what? I do have to agree with that.
Because I'm that introvert kind of person, you know, that only gets open to people when you're more attached to them.
It's okay. Yeah. Same. But you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I don't blame you. Because technically, you know what, I was thinking about that. When you said that, kind of remind me. Every time I call on a guest, I'm actually talking to a stranger because I actually don't know them. I mean, you're not a stranger because I've seen you. I've seen your stories. The thing is, you do not know who I am. So I am a stranger to you. That is so cool.
Wow. Yeah.
I never thought about that. Anyways, all right, next question. You don't play any games. That's okay. Is there any movies you like? Any movie series? I personally like Marvel. So any franchise that you like?
I think I'm gonna be the most hateful guest you'll ever get because I don't like Marvel.
What?
Excuse me.
Okay. See. Thank you for coming on the show. Bye bye bye. Excuse me. I love Marvel. What are you talking about? What's wrong with Marvel? Oh no. I want to hear this. Since I'm a Marvel fan, I'm like an addict.
I actually just everyone's like let's go watch Marvel. My uncle's like let's go watch Batman. My mom's like no please. I don't know. I just don't like it. Oh my god. Wow. This is sad for me because I'm a Marvel fan.
I'm just like a comic book fan. I'm like a superhero fan.
You know what type of movies I like?
What?
I like cute animated movie. Actually, you know that. Not Disney. Not that happily ever after ones. but they were turning red. That movie which came last year, I think. Turning red, and movies like these, I'm a fan of animated movies much more. I like watching animated short stories. I don't know. I find that animation very cute. It makes me Like watch the movie till the end.
Okay. In that case, do you watch anime?
No. I hate that.
Actually? Damn, I'm not gonna lie, you are very controversial. Like everyone was gonna listen to this podcast and be like, oh my god, what's wrong with you? First you said you don't like Marvel, then you said you don't like anime. Listen, I don't like anime either, but like you're coming very hot right now. You're coming out really quick.
Yeah, and you know, I like watching horror movies, but I don't watch them. I like the stories.
For example, if we are planning on watching a horror movie.
I'll stay out of the room. I'll tell my brother and sister.
Watch the whole movie and tell me the story.
You know what? Actually, that's actually funny. I like that. So you won't watch it, but you like the story. Okay.
Because if I ever watch a horror movie, I'll be scared. Because I'll hear random voices in my house. Then, you know.
Same. Because every time I watch something scary, I'm like, oh my god, why do I feel like there's someone in my room now?
Yeah, that's why I don't watch it. But I like the plot and the stories.
Next question. So you don't watch any sports, okay? You don't play any games. you don't watch any famous movies, okay? You watch animated. But all right. Next question would be: do you like traveling? Please say yes.
I love traveling.
Okay, thank God. Okay, you got me scared.
Who hates traveling?
You know what? There are some people who actually love just staying at home.
I'm one of them, but I still love traveling.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
I went to Pakistan last month, and I was the one very excited to go to Pakistan in my home country after five years. But when I went there, people were like, let's go here and there, and I like staying in my house. You know?
So you're that type of person. Oh, wow. That's... okay.
You know, it depends on my mood, actually. I'm ambivert. Like, if I want to go out, I'll make everyone go out. and if I don't want to go out, I'll be like, no, I don't want to go out. I just, I'm okay at home.
Are you moody?
Yeah.
Are you moody? Are you a moody person?
Yeah, I am. Kind of.
Okay, same. All right, next question. Do you play any instruments?
I don't play instruments.
Okay. Any music? Any type of favorite music?
What?
Any type of favorite music? Any music that you listen to? Any style?
Okay, it also depends on the mood. If I'm happy, I'll listen to pop music. If I'm sad, I'll listen to sad songs that will make me more sad and start crying.
Okay. Next question. Have you been to any of the countries? And have you traveled anywhere new?
No, I haven't traveled to any country other than Pakistan and Saudi Arabia.
Okay. I have traveled to Dubai, but it was just for one day.
So I don't count traveling and going there.
Okay, that's okay. Any places that you want to travel in the future? Any places that you want to go? Like a lot of guests said they want to go to New York, and I'm like, New York is a pretty cool place.
Yeah, I want to go to Maldives.
Ooh, okay, that's cool. I've never been there, actually. You know what's funny? Every time a person says New York, I've been to New York twice, and I'll be honest with you, I don't like it that much. It's because the New York you see on the TV and the New York it is different. The New York that we know is from Disney, right?
Okay.
Most likely it's like Disney or movies. In real life, it's not exactly like that. So I was like, it's a bit disappointing. It's nice. New York is nice. Everyone who's listening from New York, listen, I love your place. No offense. It's just it's not as cool as the movies.
Yes, I understand.
Alright. Do you watch any famous shows? Do you like, okay, you told me you don't watch any shows, but you must have seen Friends. Please tell me yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh my god. Okay. You know, you make my job really hard. You make it really hard right now. I'm joking. Okay, so. You haven't watched Friends, okay?
No, my mom has watched Friends.
Your mom has watched Friends and you haven't?
Oh yeah.
What's wrong with you? Okay. So you don't watch Friends. Okay, that's okay. What else? Okay, I want to ask you, is this your first time on a podcast?
Yeah, it is.
It is? Okay. Have you seen, like, you watching podcasts? Have you,
I have been listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts from my own country and different podcasts. I don't know, I just listen to random podcasts.
Have you ever thought that your fame could have got to your podcast? Like, did you ever think?
No, never.
What was your reaction when we messaged you?
I randomly get a lot of messages, you know, when I received your message, there was another message, and it was literally a proposal from a man. And he was like, I'm 30 years old, I want to get married, I'm 30 years old, marriage, and I'm looking for a woman. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, and I get messages like, people ask me, do you talk to Jill? So there are so many Instagram messages requests. I opened that and I saw your messages.
Is that real? And people write me that I'm your big fan. I'm like, they're my fans? No, actually, I'm not gonna lie. I really did like your content, so that's why I said I'm a big fan.
Thank you. That means a lot, you know. But when I first saw your messages, I was like, is that really something serious? I hope that's not a scam.
Is this a real? Is this true? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, our message is very long. Like, an invitation to guests is very long, right? So it does
look like
those fake promotional offers from like other DMs. So yeah.
So I was actually in my home country when I saw your message. But my flight was on 29.
Yeah, you did tell me. So how was traveling?
So, you know, I couldn't record podcast there because I live in a joint family and we are 25 members in one house.
Wow, that must be fun though.
That is fun. There's so much fun, drama, politics, everything.
You know what? Wait, these are 25 people?
Yeah.
Damn, I could never imagine. Wow. Whoa.
So I was always surrounded by everyone. I couldn't get a single moment for free, so I thought that I'd record podcasts when I come back.
Also, I want to ask, what do you think your friend's reaction would be when they get to know that you were on a podcast?
They'll be excited.
I'll be more nervous.
Because...
I'm not gonna... Can I be honest with you? Every time we had a guest on the show and after the podcast was released, most of the time the guests will be like, you know what, it feels weird to listen to my own voice. And I'm like,
Yeah, that's why I'm nervous.
I'm not gonna lie.
I hate listening to my own voice.
But I think this episode will be the 34th episode we've been doing. I'm not gonna lie, I still am nervous when I listen to my own voice. I'm like, I don't like it. I honestly don't like my voice.
Yeah, same. And here's my mom. Whenever she sends recordings to someone on WhatsApp, she listens to that recording two times on herself. I'm like, why are you listening to your own recording? I need that type of confidence. I apologize to everyone who has listened to my voice.
Your mom sounds cool. She listens to, what is it called? She watches Friends and she listens to...
She used to watch that. Now she's very, very alive. Actually, my mom is a teacher. My whole family is a family of nerds.
Actually, are you a nerd?
I used to be.
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
No, actually, I was one of those students who used to get first position in every class.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so from grade one to grade ten. I used to be top. Then I started taking life seriously. Studies, not more serious. No, actually, that's not the reason. Till grade 10, I was very much into studies and books. And I was not into anything other than books. But then I got to know life, and there's so much more to life other than books. No, actually, I'm very career oriented, and my whole family is a family of nerds, as I told you. My mom is an electronic engineer. My grandfather is a chartered accountant. My uncle is a chartered accountant. My aunt is a chartered accountant. My dad is a accountant. I don't know, everyone has like studied at so high level, and they are like always on me. They are always pressuring me to study well and do well. So you know, I'm from one of those families where students get so much high grades. My brother is a topper, my sister is a topper, and I'm one of the toppers. I used to be. But now I'm university, I'm like, at least I'm passed, it's all good.
Okay, you know, passing for me, I'm not a topper.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, I'm saying like, I'm not like you, I'm not a topper, but I work, I'm not gonna lie, I do kind of agree with you, like there's passing, obviously passing is good, and then there's also a lot to life, like, you know, you gotta enjoy a bit.
Yeah. No, actually, my family is like, you should study. I'm like, you should study and do much more things in life other than studies.
True. I agree. I 100% agree. Like, yeah. Obviously, studying is important because it's like...
Study is very important. Like, you shouldn't leave study. But you should also enjoy your life other than studies.
Exactly. I agree. 100%. Like, I was about to say, like, yeah, studying is good, but there's a lot to life other than just studying.
There should be a balance between studies and enjoyment.
Perfectly said. Good job. Well done. All right. So, you're good. You're really good at school. Okay. By the way, I want to ask you. So you're in uni, right? So what are you studying?
I study ACCM.
So what's your plan to be?
It's an accounting degree. So I'll be an accountant.
And like any other plans? Like, is that it? Like, do you want to be like? Everyone's like, okay, I want to work. At the same time, I want to like, what is it called?
Yeah. I want to start a business.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was waiting for. See, I was waiting for that. The business day. Okay. So in that case, I want to ask you, what type of business do you want to start in the future?
Any clothing line, or most probably clothing line.
That's cool, I
want to do that.
I'll be expecting, once you do open your business, some free clothes for us, please. But yeah, actually, that sounds really cool. Clothing is really fun. Okay. So
nowadays, a lot of people are doing business as well, but obviously I can't start business without anything. I need to have a degree for that. I have other plans after ACCM, like in ACCM you have to do three-year job, after that you get that membership. And then you apply for BSc degree and many other degrees. So first, my aim is to clear all these 14 papers of ACCM. And then go for any other plans.
Okay, I see. You're very determined. You're hardworking. Right, that's cool. That's good. Okay, in that case, I think that's enough for discussions round.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna lie, you made it very hard. I'm joking. Okay. Let's go to the preference round. Okay, so this is like a very short, really quick, a nice way to end the show by asking you very simple, no type of questions. Okay. So. Choose between the two options, okay? Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Okay. Windows or Mac?
Windows.
Ooh, okay. Controversial, okay. Next question. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, wait, listen. Hello? Okay, excuse me? You said Windows and now you're saying... Okay. Okay, so...
I know I sound very sus.
You know what? I'm going to forgive you. It's okay. I'm going to just ignore it. You said Windows. Alright, thanks. No, I mean, no offense to all the people listening who has a Windows.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, Windows are cool. Okay, I support Windows. Don't worry. Even though I have a Mac, I support Windows. Sure. Alright, next question. Okay, so I'm supposed to ask you Marvel yes or no, but then I'm sure you're going to say no. So, next question.
Yes.
Favorite color?
Red.
Red. Ooh.
Yeah.
Why red?
Why red? Because it's like suits on me as well. Okay. And whenever you see someone in red, they outshine other.
That is true. The reason I asked why red is because I've never heard red before. Because everyone's like very... I'm not calling everyone boring, but like everyone's very different, right? Everyone's like... Some people say dark blue, some people say like purple. Some people say like orange, off-white, And
I like colors like dark colors, bright colors, vibrant colors. That suits everyone. Like you have noticed that you must have noticed that people in red and black, red and black suits in everyone.
That is true. That is true.
And it outshines every other colors. So these are my favorite colors.
Ooh, so you want to outshine other people? Okay, I see. Oh my god, I had a sick idea in my head. I'm so sorry. I had a sick idea in my head. Okay, so I want to ask you, do you know what your name means?
Yeah.
What does it mean? What's the meaning for your name?
It means money, wealth.
Actually?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Also, I don't have that.
No, inshallah. It's the plan for the future.
Manifesting that.
Yes, definitely. All right, okay. You know what? I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary. Do you know what Urban Dictionary is?
Yeah.
So, you can type in any word and just tell you the meaning for it, right? So, I'm going to type in your name. Let me see. Is there a meaning? Okay. I'm going to read out what it says. Okay. So, does it mean a girl who is nice when wants to be? Okay. She doesn't start stuff, but she surely ends it. Okay, that's weird. Okay. If you're nice to her, she'll be blessed to you. Don't want to piss her off because she won't take it. She's a don. Oh my god, they literally wrote she's a don. That's cool. Your name means you're a don. Okay. That's cool.
That was kind of true. At the start, I was like, how do they know me so much?
Okay, I see. Okay, in that case, guess what? We've been talking about for more than like 30 minutes. Damn, I don't know that. I did not notice that.
Time passes so quickly. Whenever I talk to my friend, it's like more than 1 hour. My mom was like, do you have to cut the call? Time is like more than 1 hour. I'm like, 1 hour?
Yeah, you know what? I 100% agree. Sometimes when I talk to my friends, you don't see time passing, especially on like a phone call. You don't see time passing.
Yeah,
at all.
You don't realize. When we're having fun, when we're enjoying time passes so quick.
That is true. That is 100% true. Okay, in that case, yeah. I think that's it. That's it for the podcast. This is
yeah.
it. Before you leave, do you have any special message you want to give your listeners, the fans? Any motivational special message?
I have only one message for everyone listening to me. Just be yourself. No matter what comes in your life, just be yourself. Listen to yourself. You're more than enough for yourself.
Perfect. I like that. That's honestly cool. I like that. Okay. In that case, thank you so much for coming on the show. And
thank you so much for inviting me. It was such an honor.
No problem.
And we had so much fun. I know it was the most weird interview. I was everything.
No.
You said like this. I said no. I'm actually a very weird person.
That's the thing. I loved it because usually when you ask a guest, everyone's like, yes, we love this. Everyone likes Marvel. Everyone likes everything, right? You're the only person on the podcast who's like, no, I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't do this. I'm like, okay, I see. You know what? I'm not going to lie. For this episode, I actually had to think. I had to use my brain. I'm like, ooh. Okay, in that case, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was so much fun.
No problem. It was fun for me too. Okay, well, let's say bye in 3, 2, 1, bye.
Bye.